Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from my upstairs neighbor. They simply like to have sex right in the living room. I think it's because they know when I'm in the living room, just so I can hear it. I could be reading from your next door neighbor. They secretly like to masturbate each other while morning walkers do their walk. I could be reading from the woman that you saw this weekend. She secretly enjoys a room that has freshly laid carpet. It gets her super wet. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki, N-I-K-K-Y, at DearNikki.com, or anonymously through the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older and legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Okay, gotta ask this there. So this isn't a sponsor by any means. So last week I was away, as you guys clearly found out. If you are in the northern Indiana or southern Michigan states, or even all around, if you're looking for an adult resort, not necessarily one that's a playground of fun and games and all that, if you're just looking for a way to explore, maybe as a couple or take someone new, a neutral zone, you really, really, really should check out Serenity Springs. It's in La Porte. And if I butchered that city name, I'm completely sorry. I stayed there, not this weekend, but the past weekend. Amazing. It is so relaxing. You have your own cabin. So it's a little, again, it's different from the Pines, which is a party scene. Sometimes it can be laid back. Sometimes it's a huge party scene. This, I was there on complete, just, it's 18 years or older. You can have as much involvement as you want. So they do advertise it as a romantic getaway. And as I was watching and looking at people around, when I did see them, it does make you think what happens behind closed doors, right? But what's really good about these small cabins is in the floor, there's a jetted tub. So I'm sure you could just guess what happens in those jetted tubs, right? Or even on the patios, although I couldn't be outside to do anything very long on the patio because mosquitoes very much like me. I am very tasty, apparently, to mosquitoes, so I don't usually stay outside very long. So I would have to say, if you are looking for a place to go, relax, explore something new in a neutral territory with your partner, lover, or whatever we're calling them, go there. It is, like I said, you could easily go there, take somebody new, and have an amazing, connecting, sexplorative time. I'll put the link in my show notes, or you can reach out to me, or just use your favorite search engine for Serenity Springs. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with the Filthy Cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, my wife Carol was a very inexperienced at sex when we got married, had only had sex with one other guy. I had exposed her to sensual toys, adult videos, and going out in public without her panties on, having sex in public places, and taking nude photos of her. We were watching an adult video of two guys making love to one woman, and she told me that she thought of me with another guy making love to her, and it turned her on. To make a long story short, We agreed to it. We placed an ad in an adult newspaper and finally narrowed it down to a guy named Paul. She agreed to meet him at a local bar, and if she felt comfortable with him, she would then bring him home. They met at the bar, and then she called me to tell me she was bringing him home. When they got back to the house, she brought out all her nude photo albums for Paul to look at, and she told us she would be right back. She needed to get herself ready for us. About 20 minutes later, she came out with a robe on. I could see she was very nervous. So I went over and kissed her as I removed her robe. Carol had on her red garter belts, stocking, crotchless panties, and a bra that exposed her nipples. Carol's petite lady with long red hair down to her ass, blue eyes, shaved pussy, 98 pounds, 4'10", 32, 24, 34. She then told us to remove our clothes. After that, she took both of us guys into the bedroom and had Paul lay on the bed and had me sit on the chair. She joined Paul in the bed and proceeded to make out with him. She was so full of passion as they kissed and had their hands all over each other's body. She then started sucking his shaved cock, going all the way down on it and licking his balls. And I could see she was out of control with desire because she swallowed his cum and it came in her mouth. She'd never done that with me. She'd always spit it out. It was so erotic to watch my wife as she sucked another man's cock and finally see her willing to swallow cum. At that point, Paul then started to eat her pussy. He had her so excited he was eating her pussy and rubbing her stomach. She was moaning with such pleasure. I could see she was having orgasms. She finally told me she wanted me to join them. Jimmy lay down and put my cock in her pussy and told me to fuck her hard and deep and told Paul to stick his cock in her ass. It was exciting to look at the passion on her face as me and Paul fucked her at the same time. She was soaking wet, and I'd never seen her so horny and turned on as me and Paul fucked her at the same time. Paul was slapping her ass as he fucked her ass with his cock, and she was yelling that she wanted to fuck us hard and deeper. And Paul told her she was the best fuck he'd ever had. She was having numerous orgasms, and just looking at her face, seeing the sexual desire she had was awesome. The sexual lust she had, the ability to be so free with her body as both of us guys fucked her. No rules, just sex, giving pleasure and getting pleasure. Finally, Paul came and shot his load in her ass, and he sat on the chair as we continued fucking for 20 minutes more. And then I blasted my cum inside of her pussy. At that point, Paul joined us again as we lay on each other's side of Carol. We both started sucking her tits at the same time. She had tiny tits, but her nipples were large and sensitive. Paul and I had our hands all over her body and took turns finger banging her pussy. Seeing my wife so excited turned me on. Seeing her be so free with her body, giving pleasure and getting pleasure, was so sexy and hot. At that point, we all decided to take a shower. In the shower, she wrapped her legs around Paul's back, and he fucked her in the shower. Watching her pussy take Paul's cock was a turn-on for both of us. It was so surreal to watch my sexy wife take another man's cock in her pussy after being married for so long. After the shower, she said she wanted to go to sleep with Paul's cock inside of her pussy. I watched as he slid his cock into her. It was hard to believe that my innocent little wife could be so horny and wild. I then joined them in bed, and she kissed me and told me she was very grateful that I was willing to let her fantasy happen. We finally all ended up going to sleep together. It's weird, because if I'd found out she was cheating on me, I would be pissed. But being there with her, seeing another guy fuck her, was a big turn-on for her and myself. To watch my innocent little wife act like a porn star and to watch how much pleasure she was receiving by having another man's cock in her pussy was so erotic. I feel pride seeing her be so horny and out of control. I'd never want her to cheat on me, but being able to fuck her with another guy is a great source of pride. We've tried a threesome with another woman, but my wife's not into it. But with me and another guy, she's a wild woman. I'd like to know what other hubbies feel when they're done having a threesome with their wife. Charles. Well, hello, Charles. if I'm not a man over here, but from the gentleman that I have spoke with, you really put it all out there and explained it very well. It's maybe worded differently, but it's all the same thing, how sexy it is and how freeing it is watching their woman just let go of everything, all inhibitions, and just finding her sexual self and enjoying the ride and the connection they get as a couple and so forth and so on. And so you are really experiencing everything that every man that really this is for them wants, what they want and what they desire and what they want their wife to feel and how they see their wife afterwards. No guilt, no anything, just like you said, they're proud. They're very proud that she embraces who she is sexually as a woman and just takes control of it and loves when they can be part of it. Some of them don't require it. Some require it. It's whatever is between them. But it's all in all, it's the same thing. Same thing I hear story after story after couple I talk to. It's just really amazing. And I hope you still are doing it. And I hope you can find a community that you guys can talk about that. Especially I find when where the places I go, when husbands can talk, they do talk about that and how sexy their wife is and what, you know, and they exchange ideas and tips and stuff. And that's what I think it's so important about the lifestyle is having that community, that base, that background, that people can come to other couples or whatever dynamic it may be and support each other or even just have dinner. Isn't it nice? You know, think about all the people we have dinner with and we don't even know their sex life, right? We have something in common. Isn't it nice to be able to sit down and have a conversation with someone that even if we have something small in common, could you imagine having a couple? I know several couples out there that I'm not a swinger, but I love that I'm sex explorative, but I'm able to have dinner and actually connect on that level. And if we want to talk about that, absolutely. And it seems like if I'm around, that absolutely is somewhere on the topic, somewhere in the night, and it's confessing anything and asking me tons of questions, but I still love it. Abso-fucking-lutely. And I think you should continue on. Dear Nikki, I think this is a subject you've talked about before. In any relationship, you have to be open and honest with one another. I love to masturbate and do so in various places and times. Craig also enjoys this, and I love watching him as he does me. You have so many places in and around your house to enjoy this and sex. If you don't keep that excitement and romance going, then's when the problems set in. I sometimes stand in front of Craig and start touching my body and begin to masturbate, seeing his breathing and reaction building, or have him sit in a chair and let him start to masturbate and go down with your hands and knees and slowly move towards him. Slowly take over for him with your hands and mouth, and the rest, as they say, won't take long. If the only room you enjoy each other is in the bedroom with never any changes, it will get boring fast. Talk with one another, and guys, don't push her into things, but tell her you think about her and how sexy she is. After all, the most powerful tool we all have is our mind, and that is just a very small part of it. Elizabeth. Well, hello, Elizabeth, and I'm going to have to 100% agree with you. I love when things start, and it doesn't have to even start with masturbation. It could be just the thought of a touch or a kiss or a caress, or I'm going to go to the bedroom and I think I'm going to play for a while. You want to join me? Or even if you're sitting there and watching TV, or maybe you're just enjoying the outside air and the patio in the evening, and you reach over and you start playing with your breast, playing with your nipples, rubbing your pussy. Maybe if you wear a shorter dress on a Saturday when you're doing the stuff around the house, And he can clearly tell, ladies, you're not wearing a bra or any underwear. And you give him covert permission to do anything he wants, anytime he wants it. Maybe you give him a weekend pass and you wear nothing around the house, or maybe a see-through robe. And anytime he gets hard, he can fuck you silly. And gentlemen, let's not leave you out. Can you think of ways to give your lover, partner, or whatever you're calling them, permission to do whatever they want and have some fun with it? I can think of a few. Maybe I should reach out to him. Do you think he'd be interested? I really hope so. Dear Nikki, after much discussion, we decided to take the plunge and try out a club. We had to go to Vegas for a business meeting and decided while we were there, let's try out a club. We came and decided to go to the Green Door. Yeah, some people think that the Green Door is touristy, but we said, what the heck, now or never. So she put on a hot fishnet bodysuit under a nice black dress, and I dressed casually. We were nervous, but took a cab to the place. And yes, it did look seedy at first, but once we went in, we discovered all kinds of naughty places to play in. We were both very nervous, but remained polite and collected. The place was dark and somewhat deserted. I guess Mondays are not a big public sex days. Duh. After we settled in and decided to take a seat near the fountain room that was filled with couches, we talked for a bit, then started to make out. I started to lift her skirt and began to push a couple fingers into her pretty little cunt. My wife is, in actuality, pretty straight-laced woman, but if you pump as much as a fingertip into her, she's your toy to play with now. After a few seconds of manual stimulation, her breath starts to get really heavy. Then she leans over and asks politely if she could suck my cock. I say, of course. But aren't you nervous? She returns my comment with a smile and begins to open my fly and pull out my cock, immediately sucking me hard and fast. This goes on for about 10 minutes. Then she pulls off my cock to ask me to fuck her right there, right now. And before you know it, I'm feeling her properly and she's riding me like crazy. I then decided to give our spectators a show and lift her a skirt so they can see the action. I'm breaking a sweat at this point and could explode at any moment. She's working on a monster orgasm self when I looked up and noticed a really cute couple feeling each other up while I'm being blown. He's fingering her and she's gyrating on his hands. Very hot. Not too soon after this, we decide to go to the voyeur's room. Actually, it was her idea. As soon as we get into the room, we see a cute couple already on center stage having sex. She and I decide to follow suit and take the side stage. That night, we had the best sex of our lives in front of countless couples. It was mind-blowing, and for us, we never did anything like that before. Then as soon as we finished, we decided that was enough for the night. Baby steps. But we both thought that this would be continued to the next night. The following night, we decided to go to the Green Door again, this time a little wiser and knowing what we wanted. When we arrived, it was much of the same as the day before, barren. But we hung out a bit, and the next thing you know, we're making out on our same old couch again. This time, without provocation, she drops to her knees and immediately pulls my pants down. She's hot to trot and ready to go. After she begins to blow me, I'm in heaven. The next thing you know, we start another crowd, and this time, she looks up to see what she called a cute guy. The guy is about 6 foot, blonde hair, and a good build, right up her alley. Before I know it, she stands up and asks the guy if he'd come into the back room with her and I. The guy jaw drops. It was great. He goes into the semi-private room with us, and as soon as we enter, she starts to feel his crotch. She then immediately takes off his pants and pulls out an average length, but it was really, really thick. This is all my wife needs to drop to her knees and start blowing him. I, in turn, drop her pants and begin to mount her. As soon as I do, the guy said, I think she likes what you're doing. She's sucking me harder. She does this for about another 10 minutes, and when I say, why don't you guys hop on the bed and start fucking? He drops to his back on the bed and she straddles him. I'm amazed. Never in a million years did I think my wife would ever do anything like this, and not only is she doing it, she's coming hard on that guy's dick. He sits up and bends her back, butting into her missionary position. I lean over to have her blow me while he pounds her. I come hard and then sit back and watch the show. He finishes off with her legs in the air and right after she comes one more time. After that, we decided to call it a night. We were told literally everyone in the place was watching us in the action. When her and I returned to our hotel room, we were so turned on, we started making it again like teenagers. Bill. Well, congratulations, Bill, on the sexploration, right? I'm so happy. Amazing. I would have loved to watch. I'll be completely honest. I would have loved to watch that, every bit of it. And I, as I'm sitting here reading this, and I probably wouldn't have said this in a million years, but I would have loved to have my lover's cock out and stroking him. Or at least, I like to do it in layers. I like to start, you know, on top of his jeans. I love the texture of the jeans and feeling the cock get hard and then removing the clothes. So yes, I very, very would love to get him ratchet up, even if we didn't end up fucking in public, because I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I'm at that stage yet, I'll be completely honest, but I wouldn't mind going to a place and watching some couples in action. Is that wrong of me? Maybe not. Hope not. I think watching someone sexplore or watching them in lust haze, but I have a feeling it's funny because people you talk to say, I won't do so forth and so on. But it's one of those things when you hit that lust haze, all inhibitions go out the window. I think that's when people have to come back after their first scenario out, because I hear it all the time where our rules were when we first started was A, B, C, D, and E, and then they list them off. And then they have to always come back and reevaluate because it's that lust haze. It does kind of just, you know, you just go with it. And what feels good at that moment, what you want to do, you go with it. So could I honestly say I wouldn't join in or I wouldn't suck him off while he watched? No, I can't 100% say that. But right now, with my head on my shoulders and reality and the light of the day, no, I wouldn't. But put me in the position, I would probably turn into a kinky girl myself. What about you? Dear Nikki, it's New Year's Day and I'm writing this while everything is still fresh in my mind and body. 1 year ago, my husband gave me the second anniversary present slut clothes, which he called the outfit. And then he had me wear it to a fancy restaurant. Watched as men felt me up in the lounge, paraded me around in a miniskirt and a sheer blouse, and let a total stranger fuck me in his car, only the second man I'd ever been with. And even though we had relived that adventure many, many times, always leading to incredible sex, he had not suggested a repeat performance. However, several positive changes did take place, beginning with my wardrobe. My husband was formerly possessive, jealous lout who demanded I wear pants to work. Now insists that I wear skirts exclusively, above the knees but not too short, and silk blouses with a matching cami underneath. My lingerie switched from Kmart to Victoria's Secrets, and I wear nylons and garters exclusively. I also no longer wear panties. The men in my office took immediate attention. It's amazing how easy it is to get invited to lunch when you casually cross your legs to let your stocking tops and garters show. And Rich began to tolerate, if not secretly, enjoy other men looking me over. On our third anniversary was approaching, and I was getting pretty excited, wondering what he had planned. But that was still 2 weeks ago, so I didn't expect too much from New Year's party, which we were invited to, at a large hotel near the airport. Our plans were ruined when the Bears changed their start time to 7:15. Rich had come home from work on a Friday and announced that we were invited over to a boss Phil's house to watch the game on his new Christmas present, some kind of giant TV. His immediate supervisor, Nick, was also invited. So last night, after taking a long bath, I asked Rich, "What would you like me to wear?" A sinister grin came across his face. The outfit. He had already laid it out on her bed. As I dressed, I noticed a couple of things had changed. The miniskirt, which was very short to begin with, was replaced with a much shorter, which had had a slit over most of its length, and the jacket had lost its only button. I tried to act like I hadn't noticed. "The slit goes on the back," Rich said helpfully. I knew the tops of my stockings as well as most of my ass were exposed, and stole a look in the mirror just to confirm how much I was showing. When I moved my legs apart, my maidenhood was very obvious from the front as well as the back. "Don't worry, Jill. The jacket will cover that," Rich assured me as he helped me into the slip it on. Evidently, the jacket had shortened too. Previously, it had covered my ass cheeks. Now, it barely reached my waist. The weather was very unreasonably warm, and I didn't need a coat. When I sat in the bucket seat, my skirt climbed so high that I was completely exposed. The drive took about 20 minutes, and Rich went out of his way to pull up to a couple of truckers so they could see my shaved pussy. He paced our car with them and said he wouldn't speed up unless I flashed them my tits. Both honked their horns in appreciation. When we pulled into the subdivision, I almost panicked as we headed straight towards the house, which, by judging the number of cars, had quite the party going on. I breathed a sigh of relief as he pulled into the next driveway next door. There was only one car parked in this one. I hoped none of the neighbors were looking as we walked to the door. It seemed to take an eternity for someone to answer, and Rich played with my naked ass the whole time. Phil opened the door and greeted me with a mouthful kiss. I guess my outfit told him I was no lady. And a moment later, Nick's tongue replaced his. "Welcome to my house," Phil announced. "Can I take your coats?" Before I could say no, Rich had mine off, just like he had done in the restaurant. The black chopper bra held my breast high, and my rock-hard nipples betrayed my excitement as they both strained against my nearly transparent blouse. "Would you like something to drink?" "Hell yes," I replied. Phil led me to the family room, his hand on my naked ass the full time. There was a beautiful oak bar by a stone fireplace with only a single bar stool. My husband walked behind it to play bartender. "Been there, done that," I thought as I hooked the heels on the bar's railing and leaned forward. My breast strained against a see-through blouse as a skirt climbed all the way up. I let out a whimper as someone's tongue ran along my ass crack. My first of the night. He deftly spread my cheeks with his fingers and concentrated on my anus until I screamed an orgasm. "I'll have what he's having," Nick said. Things began to happen rather quickly after that. I lost the skirt shortly after Phil butt-fucked me at first. His cock wasn't much bigger than Rich's, but it still hurt like hell at first. The boss came off next, and both men started sucking on me, also a first, and playing with my pussy. I stared directly into Rich's eyes as they made me come. Nick took me next, doggy style, in front of the TV, as we watched the Packers score their first touchdown. "Damn," I said. "Oh, a Bears fan," he taunted as he slammed his cock deep into me. He was a little bit longer than Rich, but a lot thicker. "How would you like to make me a little wager?" Yuron replied as he unloaded in me. He walked in front of me, and I licked him clean. Phil took his place in front of me, dangling his cock in front of my mouth. "Can I get a piece of that bed?" "Yes," I panted. "Anything. Now give me your cock." Rich finally decided to get into the action and plunged his cock into my slick pussy. Two men. Also another first. When the Packers scored again, we upped the ante. Double or nothing. Agreed. Nick's cock was back in my mouth when Green Bay scored again. "Double or nothing?" he asked. I mumbled yes. As I made love to his hard cock, Rich said I doubled it every time the Packers scored. 3 touchdowns and a field goal. So I end up losing 8 wagers to each man. I have no idea what I have to do to pay those wagers off, but I have a pretty good idea. By the end of the game, all three men were fucked out. I lost count of who screwed me where and how many times, but I'd come dripping from every hole. Both Phil and Nick said they hated to chase us out, but they had to meet their wives at a New Year's Eve party, so they had to leave. Phil slipped me $250 before I left, sex or cash, a night of first, and said I should use it to buy myself something nice for the next time. Nick gave me $100. I asked Rich if he still wanted to go to our party. Hell yes. I want to show you off. He was quick reply. I slipped the tiny skirt on this time with the slit in the front and buttoned the blouse. Rich told me not to wear the jacket. In the car, Rich admitted he had set the night up because there were rumors of an opening at work and that he'd hope I wasn't mad at him for pimping me out for a promotion. I'm always glad to help get my man a raise, I said, stroking his crotch. Rich made some attendant's night when he drove through the manual lane on the tollway. He stayed there until all the cars behind us began to honk. We got to the party about 10 minutes before midnight. The room was packed, and we tried to find our friends. My outfit was the center of attention as the men openly gawked at me. The women looked less favorably at me. Rich left me standing all alone. Gee, wonder why, as he went off to fetch a couple of drinks. Immediately, I got a knot of men trying to vie my attention. The band struck up a slow song, and I picked one to dance with. His hands were on me in an instant, one on my breast and the other on my shaved pussy. A minute later, one of his friends cut in, and I was passed from man to man for the rest of the song, each man filling me up with abandon. When Rich found me, I had a skirt all the way up around my waist and strangers fingering me. They're starting the countdown, he said, as he French kissed me. The stranger moved from behind me, slipped his cock in as they announced 10. Happy New Year, my darling, my husband replied, as I received another load. Emily. Well, hello, Emily. Sounds like you definitely know how to ring in the new year. I have to say, I'm all for sporting my man, but I don't think I could go that far. I mean, I did eat oysters for the first time for a person to get a raise, or not get a raise, actually get a job. I'd never eaten oysters before, and I thought, okay, I can do this. And I'm watching everybody get these oysters, and they're okay. I'm like, okay, not a big deal. And I end up getting a huge oyster. It was probably double. I think it was what they called a double. And I had to cut it in half because not all of it was going to fit in my throat. And I went to take a bite, and the guy's like, no, you just swallow. And I'm like, okay. So I swallowed the load because good girls always do. And yeah, but no, I've never fucked for my man's promotion. I don't think I could. Not one of the, especially not at a watching. And this isn't the first time I've heard someone tell me something like this, where they go to a party that their partner arranges, like a football party, and they all take turns fucking her. She's like the party favor of the night, I guess you could say. Hey, if it's on your bucket list, why not? Nobody's getting hurt. I'm not judging. Hopefully you're not either. If you wanted to get a promotion in your job, would you be open and willing to see if your partner would slut it up just a bit? Sexplore just a bit? Reach into the dark side, we have cookies for a bit for your promotion? It's no for me, but I am curious what you guys think. I really want to know. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, check out Serenity Springs. It's an amazing place, especially if you're looking for something, a place to reconnect with your partner, explore something new, or maybe even take someone just for a weekend to have a great weekend of fucking. They take care of you. Trust me, they really do. I was so, so pampered there. I couldn't believe how much I was pampered, more than I thought I would be. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't you take me up on wearing my dress with nothing underneath? A weekend of you can lift it up and fuck me in any moment you want. Or just play with my pussy. even my tits. Please. I promise I won't tell you no. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.